We are all unique, and how each of us moves through life by working with the unseen, spiritual parts of us looks different. If one way you access support is through books, and you haven't tried the Soulquake Survival Guide yet, today's a great day to try it before you buy it. Head to the show notes where I have a link for you to receive a free PDF of the first chapter. Enjoy the first chapter, and if you love it, you can find it on Amazon worldwide in paperback, audio, and ebook. Your journey matters, my friend, and reviving your connection to spirit in earth-shaking times can be a game changer. Energetically getting trapped in what other people are playing out and boundaries is where I want to take this episode today, Tom.
Welcome to another podcast of Enthusiastically Spiritual.
With What's Going On Spiritually with Tom and Teresa.
Hello, everybody.
So let's dive into this boundaries, because I've seen so many people doing classes on it, doing sharings on it, especially on social media. And so it's been coming up big time for me lately as I'm interacting with other people and recognizing how I need to know what my boundaries are energetically, especially, and how I interact with other people's boundaries and how they affect me. So let's talk a little bit about that today, Tom. I'd like you to just share with me, you know, what is your perspective on that?
Well, it's important to have boundaries. To me, that what that means is I have self-respect, you know, so that I respect what am I really feeling and what am I really thinking and moving in balance in the world. Because if I have no boundaries, I'm all over the place. You know, I can be what I refer to as out of balance feeling, where I'm just feeling everything and I'm giving all my energy away without any direction. So for me, being organized or working with my intellect is knowing what my priorities are. And from a spiritual perspective, my first priority is to remain relaxed, aware, competent, feeling happy and free, and moving, you know, from that solid kind of inner pivot point.
Interesting you say that, because the first thing that pops in my mind is how we do our cleansing technique every single day, and actually a couple times a day, because it helps really ground me and it helps me connect with my own energy as well as my guides and coming close whenever I cleanse. And so working with this, with any type of technique that you have that works for you, because I mean, this may not resonate with everybody, but for us, we use this cleansing technique all the time. And so knowing that if I have that in my pocket, I can pull it out anytime, cleanse, and be able to then go, okay, so I'm feeling my energy. And so I'm feeling other energies that I'm moving in and out of, and how to really work with those energies in a way that is supportive for me, because that's what it's really about, everyone. It's about, you know, your journey. I don't care what anyone says about, oh, it's all about you. And you know, really, it is about you. It really is about the fact that knowing, you know, how to take care of your energy, how to take care of who you are as a soul and what you're here to do, is really a priority.
Well, it always strikes me that, you know, my first loyalty has got to be to myself, my state of consciousness. My second loyalty, you know, is going to move from there. And it's not about, and my third loyalty, et cetera, you know, so I move from me being happy and free, clear, directed, honest with myself and what am I truly feeling versus my reactions. And then, you know, next is probably priorities, my physical body and my health. And the next priority is the people that I'm working with, my close family and friends. My next priority, you know, moves out there to the bigger picture, so the bigger environment, say, you know, your society, your culture, your country, those kinds of things. So, you know, often people misinterpret that I'm here for me first, as I'm selfish, you know. Mm-hmm. Well, what I'm talking about is selfish is when it's about me first, me second, and me third, when really it's got to be about me first. You have to know, I have to know where I begin and end with things Otherwise, I can't be of service to anyone else. I'm not truly living my purpose. I'm not really in my thrust. Because when I'm living my purpose and I'm in my thrust, no matter what I'm doing, you know, whether whatever that job is, whatever that opportunity is, I can be a healing influence.
Yeah. And so with that healing influence and back to boundaries and understanding how, like Tom is saying, you know, and I've said too, like, you know, you have to take care of yourself first. So it's kind of also back to that scenario of like, say in an airplane, what do they tell you whenever they're doing the oxygen mask? They say, put your mask on first, then help other people. So it's that way also with, you know, who you are as a soul and your energy. So you have to really, I shouldn't say have to. Here's an opportunity, listeners, that you can move into understanding yourself, your energy, your boundaries at a whole different level. If you can first off start with yourself and start with, you know, like I said, you know, a cleansing technique or whatever works for you to definitely, you know, ground yourself and definitely, you know, give you that beautiful buffer around you, which is, you know, what we're talking about, boundaries and buffering, and just having that security of who you are before you interact with others. And honestly, Tom and I do this every single day. So even though we're spiritual and we, you know, do our thing, right? We also have stuff that we are going through personally, and because, you know, we're personal souls, personal beings. And so I have to take care of my stuff. Tom has to take care of his stuff. And so then when we interact with one another, I've got my stuff in order and he has his stuff, so to speak. And if we don't, we work through things. And that's the difference between having a partner who is spiritual and who understands what I'm going through, which I didn't have before. That makes such a difference. Anything you'd like to share about that, Tom?
Yes. The thing that I'd like to touch on is that everything's energy. So the spiritual side of life, what that means to me is that that's being aware of that energy side of life. And, you know, we call it spiritual. So spiritual seems like, you know, we equate that with unseen, with not as obvious in a physical sense. And the more that I tune into that spiritual side of myself, the more obvious it really becomes, you know, that it's a part, it's reflected through the material. What do you think about that?
Well, it's funny because I was just thinking about a post I did, I think last week about spirituality, and because that's a lot of what I post about, and energy. And I put in there something about the fact that that I need to know my energy and that everyone's psychic, right? That was what it was about. It's about being psychic. That, you know, for a long time, I didn't think I was psychic. I didn't think I was sensitive. And, you know, I didn't really know what to even call it back in, you know, when I was in my teens and 20s and early 30s, right? Until I started kind of understanding more about the lingo they use and what it's all about, the unseen part of me. And how, and in this post, I said something like, you know, and actually every single one of us is psychic because we're all a soul in a physical body. And I said something like, you know, and most people won't raise their hand and go, yeah, me too, because that is also saying, yeah, well, I'm psychic. I'm, you know, and it brings up a different kind of feeling in a lot of people when, you know, folks, this is just part of the mind, body, spirit aspect of us. This is why, honestly, Tom and I are so passionate about sharing this really reality with people, because of the fact that we are all living this every single day. No matter if you call yourself whatever it is, I'm psychic, I'm sensitive, I'm an empath, I'm clairaudient, clairsentient, clairvoyant, whatever you do or don't call yourself, we all have this within us. So it's owning it to whatever degree you want to own it. Because for myself, obviously, this is what I'm here to share about. So I'm really owning it. And, you know, a long time ago, I didn't even really, you know, didn't think much about it. Or I was like, no, I'm not quite psychic. But yes, I am. So,
well, we're all here for a purpose is what feels right to me. You know, that feels true. And that purpose is for me to evolve spiritually. So I'm learning about my spiritual side, my energy side. And, you know, we work through four spiritual gifts, we call it, you know, when it comes to your psychic sensitivity. So, you know, we've termed them in, if I talk in my gift order, vision, intuition, feeling, and prophecy. Another way of saying that is clairvoyance, clairaudience, clairsentient.
Mm-hmm.
And claircognizant. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking about that, you know, so the clairs, if people are aware of that, those psychic abilities, but it's only part of the story because those gifts that I have also say a lot about how I communicate and perceive communication from others. So it's got a place in the spiritual world where I receive impressions, and it also has a place in the material world and how I perceive things and communicate with others and work effectively as a team. So just getting back to, you know, being a spiritual being evolving, if I'm doing more than my 50%, I will be short-circuiting other people's opportunity to grow and mature spiritually. Now, for me, what 50% means is just doing my part. Now, if I'm working with somebody that says, say, has a handicap, right? Well, their 50% from a material perspective is different than my 50%. Mm-hmm. You know, if we're both trying to move a table together and one person has a disability of some type, my 50%, or let's say it's an older person that, you know, can't lift as much, my 50% is more than that person's 50%. So it's all about realizing that, you know, there's a balance between how I'm feeling and how I'm thinking. And I find that I innately know, you know, what my opportunity is. But if I cut that, let's say that disability, the person with the disability, if I cut them off from having the opportunity to help, you know, now they don't get a chance to feel the fulfillment of doing their part. What do you think about that?
Well, that's interesting because this kind of goes back to what we started with, you know, feeling energetically trapped in what other people are playing out around us. And if I do more than my 50%, which honestly, in the past I have, I didn't understand about the fact that people have to do their part too. We know, and we're working in a team with people and it's everywhere. Like, you know, you can come into a store and go, oh, you know, I need to get this. Well, someone in the store needs to come up and assist you with, you know, the other part of that because you don't really know where to go. That's just a scenario I'm kind of putting out there. But
well, that's when you've lived.
Yeah, exactly. And so when you do more than 50%, you can get trapped in what other people are experiencing. And I've noticed that firsthand for myself. So like if my boundaries are out of, you know, not clear, and if I'm not cleansed, when I'm going to interact, say with my mom or say with someone else or even Tom, you know, and they're going through their stuff. Well, I may get trapped or I may get pulled into what they're going through because I'm doing more than my 50%. I'm going over the top with my energy and not keeping myself really energy. I'm going to say energy efficient.
That's a great way to put it. Energy efficient. Knowing what's me, what's not me. Mm-hmm. And so we go back to our superpowers where our four spiritual gifts is another way of saying the same thing, but it's that ability, you know, that we think is magical and mystical, or many people do, less and less. I mean, there's more and more out there that it's an accepted fact that we all have that psychic sensitivity or that intuition, you know, and to follow it.
That's true. Absolutely. And an understanding, you know, how you roll with your gift order, like we've talked about before, is it helps support who you are and what you're here to do. And that's something that, you know, Tom offers consultations where he can check in with spirit, you know, your spiritual helpers and his spiritual helpers is how he gets the information. And he can share with you what is your specific gift order. And, you know, there's a lot of different ways out there that people, you know, share with you. A lot of people do share with just giving you their insights. Let me tell you what it's about for you and what, you know, and what they're picking up from spirit. But this is different because this is really working with your spiritual helpers know exactly what you're here to do, who you are, what your makeup is. And then they'll share with Tom that will then share with you and then see how you relate to it. So back to Tom saying earlier about things being mystical or weird or whatever, right? Like, and I, you know, I'm so I'm so beyond that. I'm so tired of the woo-woo stuff. Like, people, this is real. This is part of who we are. Every single moment we're in these physical bodies, we have this spiritual aspect to us. Right. And so, you know, I want to say, like, throwing out all those, you know, words, mystical, metaphysical, woo-woo, weird, strange. It's like, no, realizing and recognizing, especially when you understand how you are created and how you work with your gifts this lifetime, can be such a game changer. And I mean, I know that's kind of cliche to say, but it was in my life. It was when I recognized that my first gift is clairaudient, and that I'm what we call an intuitive in this scenario of the four gifts. I mean, it opened up my eyes completely, because I go, yes, because as part of being a clairaudient or a intuitive, I'm a born leader. I can be frank, honest, and direct. I just need the facts. I don't need all the other, you know, miscellaneous stuff. Just give me all that first, because that's the power I have within. That's my superpower, like Tom said. So, you know, recognizing this ability within myself just opened me up to, okay, yeah, that is why I'm a Leo too, but, you know, I'm strong, I'm assertive, but I can also be out of balance. I can also be a control freak. And I have been many times in my life wanting to control everything. Tom laughs now because honestly, I've done it with him too, but it's gotten better and better, because I recognize in myself that part of me and how to stay in balance versus not be in balance and trying to control everything around me, which that's not how I really roll when I'm actually in balance.
Yeah. So when you're operating, or when I operate out of just my intellect, I might find myself doing more than my 50%. If I'm operating just out of my feelings, I might be doing more than my 50%. Or not doing my 50%, you know, I mean, it's one of those things. So if I work with my sensitivity, now here's a funny thing, you know, I begin to recognize, and I can just tell, you know, you might just know, you might get a picture, you might hear, get a better understanding, or hear something or feel it. You know, when you're doing your 50%, mm-hmm. and to what extent you need to do that. So, you know, it's more of a religious concept that we're here to save people. A spiritual concept is, or for me, what feels truer is we're all going to make it. Over time, or what we perceive as time, it's all going to be okay. And in fact, we're already successful as souls. We're here. Right. We made it. We organized ourselves to be on this planet at this particular time for these learning and growing experiences. But one thing I wanted to get into was that, you know, there's times that you might say, why do I need to know my gift order? I get these prophetic dreams that come true, you know, and, oh, I feel this and I work with feeling. But you have four separate gifts, so you can work with more than just what you feel. If your first gift is feeling, of course, that would be your primary way. But as you work through your gift order, the impressions become more clear. So one of the things I was going to share about was that, you know, I've sometimes found myself in opportunities that didn't, especially when I was younger, they didn't turn out to be what I saw it to be, because my first gift is vision, you know, so I see it. I have this picture in my mind. And what I realized over time was that, you know, my next gift is the intuitive part. So that's where I need to get the facts and have a clear understanding. My next gift is the feeling part. My next gift is that prophetic part. So as I move through my gift order, I get the full, you know, benefit of all my sensitivity. And then I come back to my visionary part or the picture, and then I can move through that again. So many times, you know, spirit will give us hints. You know, they never tell us directly, do this, do that. If you're tuning into something that does that, that's not your spiritual helpers. Mm-hmm. Here's the kicker. They respect you too much to do that for you, because they know you have what it takes to evolve to where they're at. They're like a bit ahead of us. And, you know, the universe is a very benevolent place, really. That's the funny thing spiritually, because they are willing to back us and help us evolve to their level and beyond. How does that feel?
That feels really good. Hello. And the thing that comes to mind as you're talking about all of that is, you know, understanding, and this really goes for any perspective or any thing that resonates with you listeners, as far as, you know, maybe you delve into tarot, or maybe you go get readings, or you know, do any kind of other work out there on yourself, on your, you know, your soul essence. So that can be like anything, right? Whatever it is, as long as it's something that gives you a new perspective that then enables you to be more relaxed with who you are. And that's what I want to share about, you know, understanding my gift order and understanding this reality of who I am. Well, for one, if you guys can't tell already, you know, I'm obviously, I like things simple. This podcast I call mini morsels. I'm not a big elaborate, let's talk for 3 hours thing. A lot of people are. I like it simple. I like it short. I like it, let's get this effectively get completed. So when I recognize that in myself and how to work with that energy of who I am, I can stay more relaxed with that. I'm like, yeah, that's how I roll. I'm not one to talk for 20,000 hours about something. I need to get it done. I need to move on, and boom. And like Tom, the way he rolls is with his vision. He's got to get that picture. So whatever that looks like, and we just went through that recently with something and in the house.
Pun intended.
Oh, how about that, pun intended? Yeah, we were doing something in the house recently. And I told him one time and he didn't get it. And I said, so honey, what do I need to do so that way you'll understand this aspect? And he's like, a picture. So I had to write it out. And so he had literally a picture of what I was trying to get across to him. So, you know, that's it too, is really understanding how to work with yourself and then how to work with others. That's really a gift, and understanding the gift order that we've been talking about.
Yeah. And, you know, you also wrote the book, The Soul Quake Survival Guide. Mm-hmm. Which helps people begin to unfold better their sensitivity. So that's a place that you can go to.
Yeah. And it also has the cleansing techniques that I talked about earlier in it. It's got three different ones, and it talks more about the different gifts. So it gives you like a bigger mini morsel picture of each of the gifts and how, you know, I related to them, and then how you can relate to them in your life.
Starting making this sensitivity, you know, practical by finding solutions. So the other day when I talked about that incident that Teresa mentioned the other day in the, my previous podcast that we just released, recently, and there's more, the spiritual businessman
last week. Mm-hmm.
And, I was saying to Teresa, you know, we listen to, you know, some very wise folks who've been very successful in the spiritual or coaching fields. But I bet you they go through those kinds of experiences like we had, where they have that little bit of miscommunication. So that to me is spiritual growth, is where do I get stuck? So there's times when we all feel wonderful and happy and free, and, you know, you're like, you're achieving your heart's desire and you're in the right place at the right time. Where do we get stuck? And one way is of becoming more aware is realizing, you know, as I said earlier, you know, kind of coming back to that a little bit, is that I would get a picture, what I thought was a picture, but I didn't really get the full in-depth, you know, I didn't work through my gift order. Not that it's hard. I just stopped at a concept that I had in my intellect of what I wanted the picture to be, instead of working with my sensitivity. So that's why it's good to know all four gifts. And it's good to know, where do I get stuck? What am I not getting the facts, which is my second gift? You know, did I leave out a fact? Am I not bothering to get a feeling? Am I not rechecking? Now, by doing that cleansing technique, which is kind of coming full circle to what you were sharing, I'm beginning to, I tune back into what's me and what's not me. I'm back into my truer feelings rather than in my emotions and, or my concepts. And one of the things I find about spiritual growth is I don't always know that I have a concept. I'm not conscious of it sometimes. It's not until I go through an experience or a few times, and I, you might say, hit my head against the wall spiritually, that I go, oh, I have an aha moment where I go, oh, I'm actually, I actually, you know, am thinking a certain concept. I have a concept that just kicks in. It's like an automatic thought that, and you can recognize those because they put pressure. You feel pressure, you know, would be one way of sharing it. How do you feel about that?
Yeah. Well said, Thomas, is what I'll say to that.
Okay, great.
And I, you know, I guess we'll end this with, just saying a little bit about how, obviously, you know, Tom and I share quite often about some of the things that we go through and making, you know, this part of us, the spiritual unseen part of us, practical and understandable and also digestible. Because, you know, some people like, oh, you know, they might take a bite of that. And it's like, oh, that doesn't feel good. No, we want it to feel good. We want you to be able to feel the fact that, you know, you're a soul in a physical body having this extraordinary, amazing experience while you're here. And, you know, and of course, you know, in the book I wrote, The Soul Quake Survival Guide, I mean, we oftentimes don't have those kind of, you know, we have things that shake us up inside and yeah. We have moments of like, oh, what the hell is this all about? But really we wanted to share today just about, you know, understanding more about who you are as a soul, like I said, with those four gifts. And Tom does offer that consultation, and we'll make sure we have information in the show notes. If this is intriguing to you, or you might want to find out more about your gift order, you can definitely connect with him. And also the Soul Quake Survival Guide will be, the link will be in the show notes also. So if you want to get a copy for yourself or a copy for someone else, you can definitely do that. And that's on Amazon.com. But just wanted to really kind of, you know, end this with just saying that, you know, the things we talked about today, these are just ways that you can really, really understand more about yourself, your boundaries, so you don't get trapped in what other people are playing out around you.
Yeah. And that spiritual growth is a self-discovery process. And we're talking about a way of life. So that I can improve, you might say, my experience of the material. It's reflected through the material.
Absolutely, Thomas. I love it. High five to that, buddy.
High five.
So thank you all for listening into another episode of Enthusiastically Spiritual. Tom and I love sharing, and we're so glad you joined us today. Please make sure if you like this episode and you might have a friend that think, wow, someone might really like to hear this, please feel free to share. And, you know, we appreciate that so very much.
And if this has stimulated any ideas for you, well, that was part of our purpose. Our mission is to just help you have some aha moments based on what we're sharing, because everybody experiences it a little different,
absolutely,
you know, from their perspective, from their unique perspective.
Definitely. So we'll be back again soon. So just remember that. Life is too short to not be enthusiastic about your unique journey. Believe it or not, when you arrived back for another life, you were enthusiastic to be here. If you've lost that enthusiastic feeling, well, there's a way to reawaken it. It's by embracing a bigger spiritual picture of your life as a soul and igniting the feeling of spiritual freedom within. So if you are ready and needing some more enthusiastic mojo for your life, follow the link in the show notes where you can access a free video series created by the Wayshowers College and start recapturing the enthusiasm you have within for your unique journey.